Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to talk about how to understand the signs of the times and to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. If you've had a chance to tune into the program this week, I've been talking about specific prophecies that the Lord has given to key leaders in the church. I want to continue to do that today. Yesterday, I spoke about a prophetic word that Ralph Martin gave in 1975 at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome at the end of a conference, international conference of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, which Pope Paul VI attended and presided over the closing mass where this prophecy was given. If you didn't get a chance to hear the programs this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs right on the computer. You can download them, whatever device works for you. Best way to do it is just to download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to whatever we produce. It's all there. You can listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. Today, I want to take up a prophecy that was given 1 year later by Father Michael Scanlon, former president of Franciscan University of Steubenville, a great brother who touched the lives of many, many people. Many of you, I hope, or had an opportunity to see a YouTube video on our YouTube channel that Ralph Martin did reflecting on this same prophecy. I'd encourage you to go there and listen to Ralph's reflections because they're really quite good. I do believe both Ralph's prophecy and this one, among other things that the Lord has spoken through recent popes and others to help us understand what's going on spiritually. The scripture says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, the Lord reveals his secrets to the prophets. He speaks to his church. And in the Old Testament, we know there were distinct prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others that the Lord spoke to, the Lord worked through in very unique ways. Well, on the day of Pentecost, when the Lord poured out his Holy Spirit on the apostles in the upper room, and they came forward and began to proclaim the gospel, Peter stood up and he quoted the prophet Joel. And he said he interpreted for all those who were witnessing what was happening with the apostles, the reality of what it was. What was at the heart of the experience? People thought they were drunk because the coming of the Holy Spirit was so powerful that it manifested itself, the Holy Spirit, through the apostles in unique ways. And some of the people thought the apostles were drunk. And Peter said, no, we're not drunk. But here's what's happening. It's the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Joel, that in the last days, God would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. And he says right at the beginning that your young men would prophesy. He mentions it twice in the first few lines, basically what's recorded in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. And so the church is very clear about the role of prophecy, very clear about the spiritual gifts that have been given. And before I jump into Father Mike's prophecy, I just want to read a couple things from the Catechism. Paragraph 2003 from the Catechism says, grace is first and foremost the gift of the Spirit who justifies and sanctifies. So the gift of the Holy Spirit, the first thing the Spirit does is justifies us, puts us in right relationship with God the Father in baptism, dealing with the sin problem, applying the cross of Jesus Christ to our lives, cleansing us and making it possible for us to receive the Holy Spirit and to be set right in our relationship with God and to receive the grace we need to walk out that relationship. We become a new creation, really, at that moment. But grace also includes the gifts that the Spirit grants to associate us with his work, to enable us to collaborate in the salvation of others and in the growth of the body of Christ, the church. There are sacramental graces, gifts proper to the different sacraments. There are, furthermore, special graces, also called charisms after the Greek term used by St. Paul, and meaning favor, gratuitous gift or benefit. Whatever their character, sometimes it is extraordinary, such as the gift of miracles or tongues, charisms are oriented towards sanctifying grace, toward this very grace we received at baptism, and are intended for the common good of the church, for they are at the service of charity, which builds up the church. It's kind of quoting what St. Paul said about gifts. He said, at one point, Paul encouraged everybody in the body to be open to being used prophetically, to give a prophetic word. And he said, it's to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially prophecy, because it helps the church so much. You know, when the Lord speaks and gives the church some insight into what's happening or where the Lord is leading. And those are moments of real grace. Here's paragraph 2004. The Catechism continues. Among the special graces ought to be mentioned the graces of state that accompany the exercise of responsibilities of the Christian life and of the ministries within the church. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who contributes, in his liberality. He who gives aid, with zeal. He who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. There the catechism is quoting Romans chapter 12, verse 6. And so the gift of prophecy, like other gifts, is meant to be functioning on a regular basis within the church for the purpose of building up the church. So as we take a look at Father Michael's prophecy, it really is prescient. That is, it is relevant to the moment, I believe, that we're living through. And I'm going to read it. Now, all prophecy is imperfect. We only see through a glass darkly. Personal prophecy that comes through the church is today in the prompting of the Holy Spirit is imperfect. And so it requires discernment. It requires mature discernment in the church. And what's interesting, in the catechism, it said, if prophecy in proportion to our faith. And one of the reasons I looked at Ralph Martin's prophecy from 1975 yesterday and looking at Father Michael Scanlon's prophecy today is we're talking about two men of great stature in the church, men, tested men, men of holiness and commitment and great maturity. And they're both men who I know Ralph quite well, and I knew Father Michael, and both men are careful about what they say. They're very balanced and mature disciples of Jesus. And so they're speaking, I believe, in proportion to the faith that the Lord has given to them, both in who they are, but the faith that he wanted them to be able to receive the word in and to give it with confidence. So here's Father Michael's prophecy. Son of man, do you see that city going bankrupt? Are you willing to see all your cities going bankrupt? Are you willing to see the bankruptcy of a whole economic system you rely on now, so that all money is worthless and cannot support you? Son of man, do you see the crime and the lawlessness in your city streets and towns and institutions? Are you willing to see no law, no order, no protection for you except that which I myself will give you? Son of man, do you see the country which you love, in which you are now celebrating? This was the bicentennial in 1976. A country's history that you look back on with nostalgia. Are you willing to see no country, no country to call your own except those I give you as my body? Will you let me bring you life in my body and only there? Son of man, do you see those churches which you can go to so easily now? Are you ready to see them with bars across their doors, with doors nailed shut? Are you ready to base your life only on me, not on any particular structure? Are you ready to depend only on me and not on all the institutions of schools and parishes that you are working so hard to foster? Son of man, I call you to be ready for that. That is what I'm telling you about. The structures are falling and changing. It is not for you to know the details now, but do not rely on them as you have been. I want you to make a deeper commitment to one another. I want you to trust one another, to build an interdependence that is based on my spirit. It is an interdependence that is no luxury. It is absolute necessity for those who will base their lives on me and not the structures from a pagan world. I have spoken, and it will take place. My word will go forth to my people. They may hear and they may not, and I will respond accordingly, but this is my word. Look about you, son of man. When you see it all shut down, when you see everything removed, which has been taken for granted, and when you are prepared to live without these things, then you will know what I'm making ready. There's quite a bit in this prophecy, and I just want to touch on a few things. And again, I'd like to underline Ralph Martin's video that you can find on the Renewal Ministries YouTube page. Just go to our website. You can find it there. So he's talking about the economic system and the possibility of that economic system collapsing. And so at the heart of, here's just one example, but what's at the heart of what I believe the Lord is communicating to us is he's allowing the nations in our time to be shaken in a way, kind of way that Father Michael's describing here. and as Ralph's prophecy did yesterday. Hebrews chapter 12 says the Lord will once again shake the nations, will shake the world. He shakes the nations to show us, his church, the vulnerability and the transience and the weakness of the things that we cling to that seem so strong. And without even discerning clearly, we end up leaning on these things or depending on these things in such a way that they become ultimate for us. They become idols for us and for the church. And we cling to them because we find in them safety, security, power, influence, whatever we're most vulnerable, you might say, to experiencing their influence in our lives. So here he's talking about bankruptcy. I was thinking about in 2008 when the economy collapsed and so many jobs were lost, so much retirement money was lost, $5 trillion globally was lost, and it happened very, very quickly. And now here we are. We begin with the COVID crisis. And as Father Michael says here, when you see it all shut down, I mean, this startling, totally unprecedented reality of the entire world, nearly entire world, being brought to a halt, being shut down. Now, there's been a lot of good reflection from Christian leaders and leaders in the church and other churches that have reflected on the meaning of what the Lord was calling us to. I think in a nutshell, the whole time of facing the COVID challenge, which was really humanity having to face its mortality, its battle against death, and it's our powerlessness in the face of it on our own resources, and the powerlessness of the world, the smartest doctors, smartest people in the world. And you saw the panic that happened and the fear that gripped society after society. That's the power, friends, of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 describes the devil's strategy is to enslave the human race through the fear of death. So we saw then the collapse of the economy that we're looking to get it back. We're not out of it yet. Lots of jobs, lots of people went out of business. Very serious economic crisis. Lots of people lean on money the way St. John Cardinal Newman said, we believe with money all things are possible instead of with God all things are possible because we find safety and security, and the Lord is shaking that, right? And then we come out and the George Floyd disaster happens, and not only the United States, but Europe is exploding with riots in the streets and governments are shaking and people are city councils and others are deciding to not have active police forces. And all of this kind of thing is present here in what Father Michael spoke. And the Lord gives warning ahead of time. And what he's doing, friends, is he's, especially to his church, he wants his church to let go of the things that we're clinging to as ultimate and to come to him radically and to find him as the only ultimate source of security for us. So we know how to be abased and we know how to abound, St. Paul says. We're not afraid of tomorrow. We're not afraid of trials because we know that the Lord is with us. And when we have that freedom and we have that courage, friends, we can then be the Lord's instrument in a time of great shaking and God's judgment coming on the culture and on society throughout the world. We can be a source of God's mercy because the Lord is simply doing this to call humanity to him because of how much he loves us and those he desires to save. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.